and search, Lord, and we realize that you are that one very person that matters. You are the only one that matters. You are the only one that can satisfy us. So we fix our minds on you, Jesus. We set our affections on things above and not on things below. Even as we prepare, Lord, for your coming, we set our minds on things above. Because we have been united with you, Lord, by one Spirit. So we are seated in you, far above principalities and power. We set our minds on things above. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Valashta Bralavina Sile Feriastus.
All over
waters covers the seas. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said that it should.
Exalted high above the worship of the people.
King of kings and Lord of lords you are. And all the earth will sing hallelujah. Yes, we prophesy it. Every tribe and tongue will praise your holy name. And my Jesus will reign. Avrolemos yada. Yeshua will reign. His kingdom will come. And his will be
of God overwhelm me. Let Jesus
in my words, in my deeds. Let Jesus make his entrance. Make your entrance, Lord. Make your entrance, Lord, in our lives. Make your entrance. Come like a mighty rushing wind. Come like a mighty rushing wind. Make your entrance, Lord. Ateria sai le periatalo. O preleventi la caniatalo. O let dry bones begin to rise again. Let dead bones begin to rise again. Oh yes, yes, yes. Dry bones can become a mighty army. Dead bones can rise again. Let every dead bones begin to rise. Let every dead mortal begin to rise. For these are the last days. 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 Men must respond to their maker. You are gone. cannot assume that everybody is living with that mentality that, you know, our lives on earth is just for a while. Because this is a cry to remembrance. You know, I want you to, if there be anybody watching this right now, I want you to, you know, as the Spirit leads you, like you need to release a sound. As you release that sound, whether you are led to talk or you are led to play the, God is going to call them in their hearts to remembrance of eternity. Eternity has to be in view. You know the way you are awaiting something like a result.
The Lord has been calling on each and every one of us for a deeper level of intimacy with Him. He's been calling on us for a deeper level of intimacy. And this calls for a deeper level of consecration. The Lord is setting apart a remnant for Himself. Setting apart the remnant, the people that will be able to hold on to the horns of the altar without getting tired. He's equipping them with strength to hold on, to tarry, to hold on to the horns of the altar. A people of intimacy that will put their hands on the plow and will not look back. A people of intimacy.
Amen.
A people of intimacy. A people of strange hunger. He's stirring up strange hunger. Strange. This is not like the usual. People will be driven to their wilderness. Even in the city, they will be separated. They will be called out. They will be chosen. A chosen people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. A people that have been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. A people that will not be ashamed and will be bold to proclaim truth. A people that will not be ashamed to speak the truth in its undiluted form. Oh, Jesus.